depth, then went 4 2/3 of an inning, gave the 8 hits and 4 runs, 3 of those earned, but 2 walks and 10 strikeouts. Became the first fly boy to hit double-digit strikeouts this season. He has 33 on the year to 14 walks. He's given up 12 runs, only 8 of those have been earned, and 31 hits. Ground ball pitcher for sure is the Bulldog out of RCSJ Cumberlands with 2.08 ERA, a 2-0 record. So he will look to do what really the Flyboys could do if it wasn't for an error by Canaday. Back in the second inning, the Flyboys would have probably shut out Greenville. Flyboys would have shut out Kingsport. And would have won the game 5-0 if the rest of the game had held. Instead, though, the two-run error as we get set here between the Flyboys and the Axemen here on Saturday night. And you're noticing, if you're watching, different jerseys for the Flyboys. Special jerseys with the USS Greenville, a submarine that was built with metal from Greenville, Tennessee. On the front of the jerseys, this is the Nice Swan Performing Arts Center uniform report. Navy jerseys with the USS Greenville on the front in red. Flyboys across the chest. And the white numerals with the red and gray outline tonight. And the red hats tonight. So changing up a bit are the Flyboys as Anderson steps in. Kingsport wearing the blue hats with the K and orange on the front. The orange jerseys with Kingsport across the chest and white. And the white and blue trim, white pants. Both teams wearing the white pants. As Anderson will lead in, or lead off the ball game. And Anderson went 0-for-4 last night, which is very odd for him. Former player of the week goes 0-for-4. With a strikeout in last night's ball game, looking to get something right down the middle for a strike. So, 0-1, first pitch at 7:02 p.m. Glad to have you here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network for this matchup. Game 2, a free game set when the Axemen and the Flyboys, they'll play a 7-inning game tomorrow. Here's the 0-1 to Anderson. Well outside, misses high, 1-1. Always looking to win their second straight. Kingsport look to avoid their third straight loss. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Liberio. That one's up the end. The bat diving stop. Can't be made by Bishop. Picked up though by shortstop Mike Mielikas. And that's an infield single for Anderson. So Anderson makes the, gets the leadoff single. So he won't be 0-for-4 like he was last night. That was a tough play for Bishop who sends at third base. But Mielikas tried to make the throw. Could not. And now Gunnar Goldsmith steps in. The third baseman will run on first base, nobody out, here to top the first inning. So Anderson the leadoff single, and something going here for the Axemen. So their offense has been very good this year. 295 runs scored. Goldsmith's going to drop a bunt. It goes foul. 0-1. With that speed of Anderson, a bunt would not be a bad idea here. Just his 19th at bat for Goldsmith, but he has 3 RBIs. Didn't join the team until right before July 4th. Now, Sacramento State University, and Liberia's going to throw back. Check on Anderson. Liberia picked off 2 runners at first base against Elizabethan earlier this week, back on Monday, so Liberio is very good pickoff move. Liberio also Tarbert pick a runner off last night. The 0-1. That one's up high for a ball, 1-1. Good crowd still following in. Of course, you can build on those jerseys. Also, folks at the Greenville Sun win some 3 swag. You come to the ballpark. Got to be at the ballpark to build on the jerseys. So you can hear the sound of my voice. Throw back to first. Anderson's back there safely. You can hear the sound of my voice and you're near Greenville, man. Might want to sneak on into the ballpark. Those jerseys will be up for auction until the bottom of the 7th inning. The 1-1. Gets in there for a strike, 1-2 from Liberio. Looking for his first strikeout of the day after giving up the leadoff single to Anderson. 1-2, nobody out. Coming to Goldsmith with Liberio on the mound. Mound covered in shade as the sun starts to slowly go down behind us at Pioneer Park. Liberio set. Fires the 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Liberte, and now 2-2. Looking at defensive alignment for the Fly Boys. Liberte a catcher. First base is David Bishop. Second base, Brock Daniels. Both of them back after a lengthy absence. Shortstop, Mielikas. Third base is Dub Gleed. Left to right in the outfield are Riley Smith and Will Brown. 2-2 coming to Goldsmith from Jack Liberio Jr. Liberio checks on Anderson at first. Now a fire plate word. Hit off the end of the bat. Will Brown's going to charge in and makes the catch. Does one away. It's slightly off the end of the bat. Just hung up in the air. And Brown was in the right position, shallow right field, to make the catch, and is out number one for Ian Riley. As Riley steps in, right fielder out of Dallas Baptist. Riley last night did go 1-for-4, recorded one of the four hits for the Axemen last night, but couldn't score or couldn't bring anybody home. Again, you can never count out this Kingsport offense. After one bad night, they usually recover. Explode for some more runs. Anderson's going to take off in the first pitch, and that one was low, and Liberte had to block it, and so that's a stolen base for Anderson. He's in scoring position already. Anderson leads the Appy League in stolen bases, and didn't see the speed last night because he couldn't reach base, but now he has. Stands in scoring position already with one out in the top of the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Scoring the bunt was Riley, but that one gets in there for a strike, and Riley mad at himself that he couldn't get the bunt down. That ball snuck underneath the bat, and it's a 1-1 count to Ian Riley. Big chance for Riley if he can hit one to the outfield to get the first run of the ball game for the Axemen. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and away in the dirt, blocked by Liberte, 2-1. Last night, the two runs, the lowest amount of runs the Axemen have scored against the Flyboys this year. Odd enough, the Flyboys were swept in the first series by Kingsport. They have won 3 in a row against the Axemen. So of the 11 losses this season, 3 have come from Greenville. So Greenville's kind of had the Axemen's number as of late. Granted, there have been some wild games in that stretch. 2-1 pitch. Anderson's going to take off for third. Off the end of the bat of Riley. That's going to be a tough play toward left field, but will be caught by O'Reilly, and Anderson has to walk back to second. He was taken off on a hit and run. And O'Reilly makes the catch. And that's out number two for Corbin Shaw, as Corbin Shaw will step in. Shaw last night reached base safely twice, went 1-for-3, and scored a run. He scored off that error by Canada. That gave the Axemen the early lead, but they could not score anymore. That one misses down low, 1-0. So two outs here. And a 1-0 count to Corbin Shaw. Shaw has had the Flyboys number, is batting .346 on the season still. Again, had a hit and drew a walk last night and scored a run. So still was productive against Greenville, as he has been all season. This is Liberio, fouled off 1-1. Shaw had a night where he went 4-for-4, reached every single time, at 5 at-bats. He drew a walk. That was that 17-14 marathon game up at Kingsport. Shaw had 4 singles and 2 RBI that night. Fortunately, it wasn't enough for the Axemen, as Flyboys came back to win that one 17-14 with 6 runs in the top of the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch. Shaw helped the end of the bat high to center field. Miles Smith will call everybody off and makes the catch. So Nate Anderson, a leadoff single, gets to second base. The Flyboys are able to sit down the Kingsport offense. Well, we'll see Brian Tedesco when we return. We'll tell you all about him and, again, this Flyboy offense. They've scored 5 unanswered against Kingsport. Can they score some more when we come back here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network?
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Brady Tedesco will be on the mound for the Axemen to start this one. His second start of the season, his second straight start. He's only played on Saturdays in the Appy League. He's gone 8 innings, giving up 5 hits, no runs given up. He's hit one bang, that's 185 against them with a whip of 075. So limited action for Tedesco so far this season, but he's been efficient against Bristol. Went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits. Struck out 2 and hit a batter. That's it. So Tedesco looking to shut down this flyboy offense that scored 5 unanswered runs last night. And it all got started, really, when this man had a single to start off the bottom of the 6th inning in which the flyboys scored 3 runs. Miles Smith steps in to lead off the bottom of the 1st inning. Smith last night had a stolen base. Went 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored. That one Tedesco misses, 1-0. Smith batting .291 on the season. That's 3 home runs this year and 26 runs scored, the 1-0. That one misses away, 2-0. So really, when Miles Smith gets on the bag, there's a good chance he's going to score. Had a 9-game streak where he scored 1 run in before the 4th of July. Let's see, 2-0 fouls that one off, 2-1. Smith would love to continue that, get a new streak started here against Kingsport. Chops that one up the middle, slow roller, gets through the middle to no man's land, and that's a leadoff single for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the 1st inning. That one went to no man's land, really, and then just kind of died in center field. And Miles Smith, his speed, able to reach easily as Cameron Laliberte steps in. Laliberte not played last night, but he's been on a tear this season. .378 batting average, a 1,084 OPS. Did not have a good night at Johnson City. Did not record a hit that night, but has hit a couple home runs against Burlington and Elizabethan this past week or so. That one missed for a ball, 1-0. Tedesco has not thrown a true strong ball and a hit up the middle. That's it. A 1-0 pitch. I'm going to check on Smith smartly. As Smith, a speedy player for the Flyboys. On deck is Brock Daniels. We'll see him for the first time in a while. We'll tell you more about that when he comes to the plate. 1-0 hit right back toward us. Glad there's some netting there. It's 1-1. Laliberte hit a home run to dead center field on Monday. 415 feet against Elizabethan. At the time, gave the Flyboys a 4-2 lead. Fortunately, fell in that game 12-7. All right, 6-game losing streak that was snapped last night. 1-1 swing and a miss. Great pitch from Tedesco that broke down the dirt. First true strike, you can say, for Tedesco, and maybe that's something to get him going. So that breaking ball gets down in the dirt, 1-2 to Laliberte with nobody out. Smith at first base after the leadoff single. The 1-2 pitch from Tedesco. That one's golfed by Laliberte high in the air. Tough play as looking for was Anderson, looking straight into the sun, makes the catch. Anderson almost missed that one a bit, which, again, would have been strange to see from him after he made a couple of great catches last night, the Gardner-Webb running Bulldog. Here goes Brock Daniels. First time he's batting since July 4th. Part of a little bit of a hand injury that's been bothering him. You see he's got the padded glove on and the padded arm sleeve. First pitch, he swings high into the air. Going to be a tough player at third base and will just get out about three rows up in the stadium as Goldsmith watches it go up. Daniels, he's not played since July 4th. After that, he had an injury earlier in the season in which he missed 5 days from June 10th to June 15th. So Daniels, a speedster for sure for the Fly Boys, checking back on Smith. Miles Smith kind of made a joke with Brock Daniels the other night at Johnson City. He says, I only score in games you play in. He hadn't scored until last night in this stretch where there's something to that. See what happens here. The other one to Daniels. That one's golfed over foul, and it's 0-2. Daniels trying to get his first hit since July 3rd. That was against Johnson City where he went 4-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBI and 3 runs scored. 0-2, it's that one foul toward the same area. So every single pitch, Daniels has hit the foul, and he's 0-2. Four hits against Johnson City, had 3 against the first night of a 3-game set, but went 0-for-3 and drew a walk on the 4th of July. 0-2, well outside, 1-2. Daniels will step in, the 1-2 count, and one out with Smith at first base. We're about to check on Smith. He's back there in plenty of time. Well, if you bid on Miles Smith's jersey, you're probably going to get a very dirty jersey tonight as he's already got some dirt on the front of the chest from sliding in to first base so much. The 1-2 pitch fouled off, and Daniels stays alive. So Daniels has fouled off every single pitch except for one in this game so far, in this at bat so far. That one was a ball. Tedesco's pitch count runs up higher. He only has gone 4 innings. Hope to have a longer outing, but again, has not given up any runs this season. Miles Smith's going to take off, swing and a miss from the second. Not in time, but productive for Tedesco as he gets his first strikeout of the game. Smith moves in the scoring position. First strikeout for Tedesco, but he's in scoring position for Ian Daugherty, who will step in. Daugherty, last night, went just 1-for-4, but scored a run. After he had a double, the guy in the scoring position, that was part of that 3-run sixth inning. And struck out Al Smith, who's at second base, as Tedesco will call time. Smith advances on the strikeout by Brock Daniels. Daugherty steps in. Tedesco fires outside, and that one was really the check on Smith. Smith, again, that's a guy you always have to think about if you're the pitching staff of any team in the Appy League, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, good breaking ball that Daugherty couldn't quite catch up to, a 1-1. Tedesco this year only has 5 total strikeouts in those 8 innings pitched, but has 1 tonight. Yeah, this is just his 3rd appearance of the year in the Appy League. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down low. And now Tedesco's a strike away from getting out of the inning. Smith at second base. Daugherty steps in. 1-2 count with 2 outs from Brady Tedesco. Tedesco gets set and fires. That one misses, gets off the plate, away from Henry Hunter. And all of a sudden, Miles Smith is 90 feet away from making this a 1-0 game. That ball just bounced off the plate. And Hunter had to go find it toward the Greenville dugout. Now a 2-2 count with 2 outs. Deuces wild for Ian Daugherty. And the first run of the ball game 90 feet away. Desco needs a strikeout here or an out. Keep the Fly Boys off the board. 2-2. Hit high and fouled off. Rolls up the netting and bounces back into play and stays 2-2. Already has the 4 home runs this year. Would love another one here, but all you need is just one poke to the outfield. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat and goes out of play. So long at bats against Tedesco early. After that, Kingsport bullpen is already a pitcher up in the bullpen for the Axemen. Still just the first inning. Along with Tedesco go tonight. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Outside, just misses, and now the count runs full. Good pitch. Daugherty laid off of it, and it just missed outside. So payoff pitch coming to Ian Daugherty with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Daugherty looking to bring home Smith or get on base himself. Payoff pitch. Hit high into the air. Going to hang up towards shortstop. White's going to look for it, and Mace White makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So leadoff single for Miles Smith. But the Axemen are able to get out of the jam and keep this one scoreless. We head to the top of the second inning. Still no score here between the Fly Boys and the Axemen.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score here as we head to the top of the second inning between the Fly Boys and the Axemen. Check around the Appy League. Bluefield playing their third game against Princeton of the last 2 days and split the doubleheader last night in Nestle Pigs in top of the fourth. Danville has lost 4 in a row, is now up 3-0 on Burlington in the bottom of the first. So an upset brewing in the Tar Heel State. Pulaski up 1-0 on Bristol in top of the second. And Johnson City, after just mollywhopping Elizabethton last night, 14-3, are scoreless right now in the top of the second inning against the River Riders over in Elizabethton. No score here as Jacob Perry steps in. First pitch from Liberio, misses high for a ball 1-0. Perry last night went 1-for-3 of a run, scored, and drew a walk. So him and Shaw, exact same numbers. So they have been pretty good against this Fly Boys offense, defense all year. 1-0 swing and a miss. Good cutting ball by Liberio to get Perry to swing at that one. It's 1-1. So 1-1 pitch from Perry. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. 1-2. The Axemen have not had a losing streak of longer than 2 games this season. That's why they're one of the best teams in the Appy League. They have scored at least 10 runs in those ball games after a 2-game losing streak. So they rebound quickly for sure. Going to avoid 3 straight losses, and this will drop the series to Fly Boys. 1-2. That one just misses low. Perry thought about going around and missed. It's 2-2. Fly Boys win. We give them their second straight victory of the season and would give them the series. This is a 3-game set. They'll play the finale tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. 2-2. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Called strike 3. First strike out of the night for Jack Liberio Jr. He's retired 4 in a row after giving up that leadoff single. So Perry goes back to the dugout. Here comes Sam Peterson, steps in, the center fielder. First pitch, and therefore a strike 0-1. Sam Peterson went 0-3 last night, but made an incredible diving catch in the outfield. Him and Nate Anderson both made a pair of great catches against the Fly Boys. The 0-1 hit to center field, high in the air. Smith takes about two steps to his right, makes the catch, and just like that, quickly two away for the Axemen here in the top of the second inning. So last night, the Fly Boys retired 12 in a row. They've retired 5 in a row since Anderson's leadoff single, as Peyton Allen will step in and get some advice from Peterson. Peyton Allen from University of Kansas at the Big 12 Conference, batting 273 on the season. Two outs. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. If Allen can reach, Hunter stands on deck with two outs here in the top of the second. 1-0. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 1-1. That breaking ball is working for Liberio. Then he's usually having a good day, and that breaking ball so far has been golden for Liberio. That one's hit the middle, gets right by the glove of Liberio, so Allen ends the five-batter streak, five-batter hitless streak. Gets a single of his own up the middle, a two-out single. With two outs, and now is a runner at first base for Henry Hunter. Hunter, batting 283 on the season, went 1-for-4 and struck out last night. For the UAB Blazer, looking to bring home an inning. Scoreless ball game, two out single by Allen. Allen misses for a ball, 1-0. One zero coming from Liberio, the Henry Hunter, after the two out single by Allen. The 1-0. Allen finds corner of the strike zone, 1-1. They have a different umpire tonight than our normal crew, Matthew Metcalf, unable to work this ball game. So Tyler Parsons and another umpire did not quite catch the name, however, having to come on due to an emergency by happening in Metcalf. Hope everything's okay. Throw back to first and caught by Bishop. And you got to check on that sometimes, because throw back to first, that was a week for the Fly Boys. Well, they had four errors by the pitchers trying to throw back to first base. Here's the 1-1 from Liberio. Breaking ball. That one missed from Oliberte, and that's going to allow Allen to get in the scoring position. So it was a pass ball. Catcher's having to work early, both teams. Hunter had one earlier that allowed Smith to get the third, and now this one by Oliberte allows Allen to get the second, as Allen and Brock Daniels share a laugh in the outfield, as Hunter has 18 RBI this season. Love, number 19, already taking off, fires the third, and that ball's dropped by Gleed, and Allen's in there safely. Heads-up play for Allen to steal third base, as Liberio has back turned to him to get set, and Gleed couldn't handle the catch, and now that's two stolen bases by Allen on this. Pardon me, just a stolen base and a pass ball, and now a 2-0 count, 2-1 count, pardon me, and Hunter hits one to the outfield. That would give the Axemen. Here's a 2-1. That one almost gets away from Oliberto. Now 3-1. So you can't have any miscues here. We talked about in the pregame show, Coach Jermaine Curtis. There were some defensive miscues in that losing streak, and it kind of piled up on them. Last night, the Fly Boys recovered well after the error and shut down the Axemen offense. Can't let anything happen here. 3-1. That one gets in there for a strike. Count runs full. So Allen's at third base. Hunter steps up. 3-2 count with two outs. Coming from Liberia, if he can reach, Mays White stands on deck. Here's the payoff pitch. from Liberio the Hunter. Fires. That one just... Oh, call strike three on the corner. Late call gets in there. Strike three. Liberio gets out of the inning unscathed. The Bulldog is barking right now. So he gets a strikeout to end the top of the second inning and keep this one scoreless. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Can the Fly Boys get some runs on the board and return? Fly Boys broadcasting network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Jack Liberio Jr., big-time strikeout to keep the Axemen off the board and end the top of the second inning. Fly Boys and Axemen still scoreless in this one. Fans, Fly Boys are at home once again tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Sunday fun day, seven-inning ball game. And when you're at Pioneer Park, you can get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. As the Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. Nothing goes better with baseball than a great, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Maybe some mustard, some relish. Not a big relish guy. I'm a big chili guy, though. My mom makes the best chili. I will say that. There's not a whole lot touching my mom's chili, especially on a hot dog. Really good. Or a chili burger as well. As David Bishop will lead off to start the inning. Haven't seen Bishop in the lineup in a while. A personal matter he had to attend to. Hopefully everything's okay with his family. Wearing number 30 tonight because of the special jerseys, so not his normal 28. Last time we saw Bishop was back on July 10th. First pitch misses outside for a ball, and in that game, Bishop went 0 for 3 against Burlington with two strikeouts. In fact, Bishop hasn't recorded a hit since the 4th of July. 0 for 4 against Bluefield and Burlington. Did have a sack fly in that ballgame against Bluefield back on July 7th. 0 for 4, but it had 3 strikeouts. So he's struck out 5 times. He's not recorded a hit since 4th of July in over 12 days. 2-0. Hit high in the air and out of play. Foul, 2-1. It's after Bishop had been reaching the base paths, really at will for the Fly Boys. At one point had a 6-game hitting streak going after ball 3-1. Has not gotten on base either since that July 4th game. Has not drawn a walk since June 28th. Here's the 3-1. Hit off the end of the bat and the count runs full, so looking to get on base for the first time since the 4th of July is Bishop, and may look to get his first walk since June 28th. Payoff pitch from Tedesco. Swing and a miss. Never mind. Tedesco sits down. Bishop gets his second strikeout of the ball game. That sets down Bishop, and now bring up Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly also wearing a different number, 44 tonight. He's changed his number for the special jerseys. There's a couple Fly Boys in different uniforms, but O'Reilly steps in. Doesn't matter the jersey, O'Reilly has been efficient for the Fly Boys. First pitch, check swing, and they'll say O'Reilly went around, and so it won. O'Reilly last night, 1-for-2, a run scored and an RBI single in that 3-run sixth inning. Here's the 0-1. That one's chopped foul and actually was caught by Hunter at catcher, and it's now 0-2. So Tedesco, one of the oldest pitchers in the Appy League, may be the oldest pitcher. Dylan Cummings, 23. Tedesco is 25 years old because of the eligibility. He's able to play. 25-year-old pitcher, Al Campbellsville University in Kentucky, Greeley, Colorado native. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Allen misses low, 1-2. Tedesco, born in October 17th, 1996. It's very strange to see really any 1990s birthdays on these rosters now. The 1-2. And off the end of the bat and foul, 1-2. So, long time coming for Tedesco, pitcher. 25 years old, turned 26 in October. Which is wild to think about. It's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. That's back-to-back strikeouts by Tedesco. The bottom of the second is Doug Gleed steps in. Gleed will step in. Last night had an RBI single. That got the ball rolling for the Fly Boys. And his RBI single brought home Max Mikolakis. They'll chop that one over toward third. Tough play by White, and he drops the ball. Infield single by Dove Gleed. That would have been a tough play for White. And an infield two-out single for Dove Gleed. Second hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. Tough play for White, which he usually makes those, but uncharacteristically, White has kind of missed some plays. Had one last night. Allowed O'Reilly to reach. It's Max Mikolakis steps in. Mikolakis went 1-for-4 with a run scored. Chops that one over to the first baseman. It's going to be fair. Gleed's going to go to second. He thought that was foul. Now he's going to run to third. Mikolakis slides in the second. He's going to be safe underneath the tag. A two-out double for Max Mikolakis. And now there's runners at second and third. With two outs for William Brown. As that ball just stayed fair down the right field line from Mikolakis, and Will Brown will step in with two outs, a chance to get the Fly Boys on the board. So that ball just chopped, stayed fair over the head of the first baseman, the first baseman, Shaw. Now Will Brown looks to bring home at least one of these runs. That one misses up high, one and up. Mikolakis got underneath that tag. Doug Gleed held up at second. I think he thought it was foul. And then finally kept running because Mikolakis had to wait on him, but was able to get the double. Here's the 1-0. That one misses high, 2-0. Brown can reach Miles Smith, who led off the game with a single, stands on deck. Mikolakis is his second double of the season, 2-0. Hit off the end of the bat, will go foul. And that would have been a tough play for the right fielder, Riley, if it was straight. It's now 2-1 on to Brown. Let's go trying to keep it scoreless and avoid allowing his first run of the season. He's not allowed a single run. And now 9-2-3 innings pitch. Check swing, and they'll say that one got the corner of the strike zone. Now deuces wild to Will Brown. 2-2 pitch, two outs. Tedesco looking for his third strikeout of the inning after giving up back-to-back hits. Mikolakis double. That's why he stands on second. Gleed at third. 2-2 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat, high in the air, but will hang up just a little too long. And Peterson's able to make the catch to save a run and keep the Fly Boys off the board. So we head to the third inning. Still scoreless. Looks like another defensive battle between these two teams so far. Never know when these offenses are going to wake up for both teams. We'll come back. More action for you in Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit Fatherhood, Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Scoreless ball game as we head to the top of the third inning. Flyboys been held off the board, and so the Axemen have had a pair of runners both for each third base for both teams, and unable to score so far in this one. So been a defensive battle so far early in this one. It was a defensive battle for the most part last night. 2-0 lead for Axemen until the sixth inning. 3-run scored by the Flyboys. And then another run scored thanks to Shamar Dalton with 2 RBI. Made a 5-2 ball game. Maze White the third will lead off the top of the third inning. White last night went 0-for-3, but had an RBI ground out that scored the second run of the ball game, and they had a 2-0 lead at the time for the Axemen as White steps in, swing and a miss, 0-1. Liberia, 2 strikeouts, getting up 2 hits. Tedesco, 3 strikeouts, getting up 3 hits. And both these pitchers are getting up some hits, but you'll take the no runs allowed for sure if you're both these skippers for the Axemen and the Flyboys. That one breaks in, almost clips White, gets out of the way, 1-1. So now the warming up in the bullpen has changed to tossing a football in the bullpen by the Kingsport Axemen. So no warming up yet for sure, but Tedesco's only gone 4 innings in both of his outings. Hit off the end of the bat on a breaking ball, hangs in the air. Smith will run over and makes the catch. Back to the top of the order, Nate Anderson, who had a leadoff single right up the middle and stole second base but was unable to score. She was stranded there after 3 straight pop flies to the outfield. Anderson will step in, looking to increase that batting average. We're going 0-for-4 last night. Just a pitch from Liberia, fouled off his foot. Nice catch by Wes Stone in the dugout. One hopper makes the grab, gets the ESPN jingle. That's a heck of a play by Wes Stone over in the dugout. I know we clown him sometimes for missing some of those balls, but he made that great catch there. 0-1 now from Liberio, one out to Nate Anderson. Fires. That one skips off the dirt, 1-1. Liberio had 10 strikeouts against against Elizabethton earlier in the week. Unfortunately, gave up those 4 runs and 8 hits. Looking to calm down the Axemen. Earned the second straight win for the Flyboys. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-2. Breaking ball has been working for Liberio. Liberio looks to have another strong outing after having another great start against Elizabethton, despite giving up the runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Anderson. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's the third strikeout of the day by Liberio. And there's 2 away for Gunnar Goldsmith. Goldsmith from Sacramento State flew out to right his last time up. Will Brown took maybe 2 steps to the right. He'll step in with 2 outs. here in the top of the third, a scoreless ball game. Here's the first pitch. Allen misses high, 1-0. I talk about the football being on the 4th of July. Riley Taylor, Charlie Brown, the kick. He tried to kick a field goal, and all you see was his tall legs go up, and he just lands on the ground. And I asked him about that. He's like, oh, no one was supposed to see that. So that one was his eye, 2-0. He doesn't realize that from the top of the stadium here in the press box, I can see basically into both of those bullpens pretty well. So I think Riley realized, like, huh, maybe I should lay off that, especially when he had to come in. He started the next series, 2-0. And they were strike 2-1. Taylor also in a standing at attention contest at the National Anthem, a 7-inning game against Burlington. They lost due to cheating and manipulation, and I will not stand for it, from the Burlington mascot shoving him at the end to cause him to lose his balance in the rain. So Riley worked his tail off in that one, 2-1. That one's in there for a strike, 2-2. Of course, just having a lot of fun in that series of Burlington. Despite the tough way that series went, Burlington treated us very well, and had a lot of fun up there. I'm glad to, hopefully they'll have some fun when they come down later next week. You can get your tickets for that series at flyboysbaseball.com on Thursday and Friday. 2-2 pitch from Iberia. Hit up the middle, bounces up, catch by the shortstop Mikolaikis, throws the first, what a play! Max Mikolaikis makes the catch off the bump, fires the first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Flyboys here. First 1-2-3 inning of the day for either team. So, can the Fly Boys get some runs? Tedesco out for another inning of work. When we return, Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Scoreless ball game here as we head to the bottom of the third inning after a great play by Max Mikolaikis. Catches one that bounces off the pitcher's mound. Fires the first to Bishop in plenty of time to get the out to retire Gunnar Goldsmith. As Miles Smith will step in at a leadoff single to start off the bottom of the first. Got the second base. Could not score. So that one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. It's the 0-1. Hit off the end of the bat. Going to hang in the air. Can Peterson get over there in time? Makes a diving catch. He does. That's another diving catch for Sam Peterson. Well, and Smith's going to raise his hat to him because that was a phenomenal play. It looks like 97% of the earth is covered in water, and the other 3% is covered by 70% is covered in water. The other 30% is covered by Sam Peterson. That's just a heck of a play. Second straight diving catch in this series. Peterson's had on the run like that, and there's one away in the bottom of the third. That's just a phenomenal play. Got it. Tip the hat for sure from Smith, and a tip of the hat from the press box as well. That one misses outside. Laliberte 1-0. Laliberte flew out to left field his last time up. Here's the 1-0. That one misses. Skips off the dirt. Now 2-0. Looking back on the replay, just a diving catch. You can't quite see it because of the glare and the but phenomenal play by Peterson. I don't know where I got the 97% is there covered in water. I think 97% of humans are water. That can't be right either. I don't know much science. This is why I'm in the broadcasting booth here tonight. 2-0 pitches high, 3-0. Not very good at science, not very good at math, except for statistics. Good enough to write and good enough to talk, so This is why I'm in this position. Thank y'all for joining us for my incessant ramblings. Here's the 3-0 pitch to La Verte, right down the middle for strike 3-1. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for tuning in. It's probably the great broadcast of every single ball game in the Appy League, home or away, for the Fly Boys. 3-1. Hit off the end of the back. Appears to make another diving catch. Cannot. A little blooper in right center field for La Verte. So a one-out single for La Verte. Forfeit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. And Brock Daniels has a chance to get on base for the first time in a while. It's July 3rd. He struck out his last time up as La Verte stands at first with a one-out single. Here's a pitch. Breaking ball just misses outside 1-0. Tedesco has got a good breaking ball, but kind of moved it around the strike zone a bit. Trying to find some consistency with it. 1-0 fires to La Verte. La Verte does try to steal a lot as well. He's got some speed on him. Just a 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good. That's that breaking ball. It worked right there. Swing and a miss. Big whiff by Daniels. 1-1. Tedesco has 3 strikeouts tonight. And he's allowed the 4 hits, but again, no runs allowed so far in this one. That's why you'll take that every time. That one misses for a ball. 2-1. 2-1 with 1 out after the single by La Verte. We'll go check on La Verte with Tedesco, and he slides back in safely. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Tedesco. That one's chopped, gets through the hole. There's Brock Daniels' first hit since July 3rd. Moves everybody up 90 feet. Back-to-back singles for the Fly Boys, fifth hit of the ball game, and just like that, two runners on with one out for Ian Doherty. And Doherty, who popped out the short his last time up in the first inning, can for sure rip one if he gets a hold of one if Tedesco misses. So got to be careful here. This is Brady Tedesco. It's one swing of the bat. Doherty can blow this thing wide open. Tedesco fires. Break ball slides in there. Good pitch. Finds the corner of strike zone on the one. No wind at Pioneer Park, and that's pretty normal. Not a whole lot of wind here in the valley, blocked by the trees and the mountain. Over toward our right side. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat, high in the air. Going to go straight up towards center field. Peterson makes the catch on the run. And that one was too shallow for La Verte to tag up. As David Bishop will now step up with two outs. Bishop struck out his last time up, looking to get his first hit since the 4th of July. That would be his first time reaching base since the 4th of July as well. And one swing of the bat can bring home at least one run, possibly two. Second two outs for Bishop. Here's the first pitch from Tedesco. Finds corner strikes on 0-1. Chance for Tedesco to get out of another jam. Allowed back-to-back singles. But then got a pop-up, and then that was a chance. Kind of out. Ends the inning. 0-1. That one's up the end of the bat. Going to hang in the air. Going to hang up in foul territory. Shaw will grab it. Makes the catch. So once again, the Fly Boys get two runners in the scoring position. Can't score them. As we are scoreless for the first third of the ball game at the top of the fourth. Can the Fly Boys or the Axemen find some offense when we return to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network?
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Scoreless ball game between the Fly Boys and the Axemen through three innings. This has been just a back-and-forth defensive affair. Meanwhile, in Bluefield, a perfect game going for the Ridge Runners, up 4-0 on Princeton. Their pitcher, Nate Wogelmuth, has gone 5 1/3 innings and struck out 9. Does not allow a hit. Or hasn't hit a batter, hasn't walked anybody. And it's 4-0 lead, and he just got another strikeout. 10 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings for Wogelmuth on 67 pitches so far. So keep an eye on that one up in Bluefield. A pair of no-hitters this season. One by the Burlington Sock Puppets in 9 innings. One by Elizabethton here in this ballpark in 7 innings. And now Bluefield looking for the first perfect game of the season. So we'll come back and check in on that one all night long for sure. Of course, a close one here, top of the fourth. And no score as Ian Riley steps in. Top of the fourth inning. Riley flew out to left field his last time up in the first inning. Squares the bunt, and that one goes flying into the Greenville dugout. You don't see a whole lot of bunt attempts, really, by many teams in the Ivy League, except for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. As Riley fouls that one right into the dugout, and now we'll see if he swings away here. Second bunt attempt of the night, and both have gone foul for the Axemen. Here's the 0-1 to Riley. He's going to swing away, but look at that one, missing outside for a ball, 1-1. This is the only game by a run scored in the Appy League as John C. has a 1-0 lead on Elizabethton in the top of the fourth. Bristol's up on Pulaski 3-1 in the bottom of the third, and Danville and Burlington are tied at 3 in the bottom of the third. 1-1, that one just misses low, and now 2-1. Liberia's gone 3 innings, gave up 2 hits and struck out 3. Tedesco's going to have the 5 hits, but struck out 3, and again, it's allowed no runs. So far in this ballgame, here's a 2-1. That one misses low. Now 3-1, Liberio in danger of issuing his first walk of the game. It would be the first walk for either team. In the top of the fourth inning, a 3-1 count. On to Ian Riley. Liberio gets set. And he fires a 3-1. That one's going to clip Riley. So not a walk, but a hit by pitch as Riley wears that one. And that's a leadoff hit by pitch. First base runner since the second inning for the Axemen. So he'll reach first base. Corbin Shaw will step in. Shaw flew out the center field his last time up. Now as a runner at first with nobody out. After Riley was hit by a pitch. So first mistake we've really seen from Liberio today. The first three pass issued, and Liberio's going to fire back to first, and that was just good up by Bishop, and that would have been a tough play. Saw him working on that today. The Fly Boys, Coach Weststone and Jermaine Kurtz were passing pickoff moves. That one, the breaking ball swung on and missed. Good pitch by Liberio. It's 0-1. Shaw plays at Walter State Community College down the road in Morristown, Tennessee. Him and Caleb Marmo, who you might remember from Johnson City, your teammates. for the Senators. Fires back to first and is 0-1. Marmo, of course, kind of interesting stat. Marmo has hit two home runs this year. Both have been against the Fly Boys, and one was an inside the park homer. One was that grand slam the other night. So it's a weird stat by Caleb Marmo for sure. The other one, the Shaw, that one's high, 1-1. Bluefield gets out of the top of the sixth. Still a perfect game for Wogelmuth and the Ridge Runners. So we'll keep the eye on Bluefield as they have 9 outs to work with to complete that perfect game. Up 4-0 on Princeton. So see what happens here. That one's blocked by Bishop. That was a tough throw by Iberio in the dirt. It's 1-1. Again, we talked about Riley Taylor and then I believe it was Ryan Schieffer. They both had errors in 1 week. Throw back to first, and now going to throw back and check again on Riley at first base. So, Liberia, like I said, has 4 pickoffs this season, including 2 against Elizabethan, looking to get number 5 tonight, first of the evening. Fires, and that one's hit softly up toward Daniels. Daniels with a tag, fires the first double pulls. Right place, right time. Tags out. Riley toward second. And then Shaw is out. And just like that, there's 2 away for Sam Peterson. I'm glad to have Brock Daniels back for the Fly Boys. He has those great defensive plays, makes another one, and gets 2 outs as Jake Perry comes up with nobody on and 2 outs instead of having at least 1 base runner on. First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Some slight action in the Flyboy bullpen. Shane Tucker, I believe, is stretching now. So, see how long Liberio will keep on going. Here's the 1-0. That was in there for a strike, 1-1. Got to check on these numbers, of course, because several players are wearing different jersey numbers than usual today because of these special jerseys. 1-1. Chopped foul toward the dugout. Nice catch made by Finn Wall as Pinkston and Diaz tried to make the catch, and they're getting clowned on by their teammates. And Finn Wall, calm, cool, and collected, catches the ball while sitting and doesn't even move an inch as Pinkston and Diaz kind of ducked out of the way. Here's the 1-2 pitch with 2 outs coming from Liberio to Perry. Gets set. Takes a long pause and fires. Well outside 2-2. Double play upturned by Brock Daniels, and now a chance to get out of this inning unscathed once again and keep it a scoreless ball game here. Which is shocking to hear when you're talking about the Kingsport Axemen. That one almost clips Perry, gets out of the way, count runs full. Would have been the second hit batter of the inning, as that's how Riley reached to start off the inning, but was out on the double play, turned by Brock Daniels. His payoff pitch coming from Perry to Perry from Liberia. Payoff pitch, and that one's fouled off. Eyes back in to Bark. It's a full count. Sun starting the set. Everybody in the shade except for parts of right field and some of dead center near the warning track. Things still in the shade as they are just past 8:04 p.m. here in Greenville, Tennessee. Payoff pitch number 2. Perry swinging and a miss. Nope, it was fouled off. Fault, they missed that one. It was dropped by Liberte, but it was just fouled off. Liberte couldn't hold on, and Perry brings a sigh of relief there. Liberte drops that one, and Perry stays alive. That was a close play. Right there. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Perry rips that one. New life uses it and gets a 2-out single to right field. So Perry has a hit for the second straight ball game against the Fly Boys. And Liberte couldn't quite handle that foul tip. And unfortunately for the Fly Boys, he comes back to bite Greenville with a 2-out single. Now by number 62, Sam Peterson, come up. Peterson flew out the center his last time up. That one misses high for a ball 1-0. Again, the drop strikeout by Oliverte allows Perry to reach, and you saw a defensive miscue earlier in the season by Oliverte against the same Kingsport team, 1-0. Now in Mississippi, 2-0. It was in the 8-7 win for the Fly Boys in a game that was 7-6. The Fly Boys would have had strike three in the win, but Oliverte dropped strike three. That allowed the runners to advance. Bases were loaded, and the Axemen tied it up. Luckily, the Fly Boys are able to walk it off later in the ballgame. 2-0 pitch. Now one misses low, 3-0. So now some life for the Axemen. They had to double play. We're a strike away. Or the Fly Boys from getting out of this inning, and now all of a sudden a 3-0 count. Sam Peterson a chance to have two runners on with two outs for Peyton Allen. Allen gets in there for a strike, 3-1. We'll step in with a 3-1 count coming and two outs. Again, no defensive miscue by the Fly Boys. 3-1. Allen's shot foul, 3-2. You saw the Liberio not paying attention to Allen. Now they got away the Farrell on a stolen base. And then the drop strike three by Oliverte keeps this inning going. So can this Fly Boys defense recover? That's what they were unable to do in that six-game losing streak, but did well last night to come back and win 5-2 over the Axemen in last night's contest. Here's the payoff pitch from Liberio. That one misses, gets by Oliverte. Perry's going to around second, and he'll hold up there. That's a two-out walk, so now that drop strikeout continuing to harm the Fly Boys. Literally fingertips away were the Fly Boys from getting out of this inning unscathed, and now two runners have reached. Runners at first and second for Peyton Allen. Peyton Allen, a single his last time up, does that here. It's a 1-0 lead for the Axemen. The 1-0 to Allen. Our first pitch to Allen, hit over towards third base, off the boot of Dub Gleed. It's stopped by the shortstop, Mikolaikis. That's a single, two-out single for Allen. As that would have been a tough play from Mikolakis off the foot of Gleed. And now defensive miscues again. Just piling up. Remember, Oliverte drops strikeout. The inning should be over. But instead, it's been a single, a walk, and a single. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for Henry. Strikeout his last time out, up. But it's a guy you can't miss with. So see what Henry Hunter can do here. With the bases loaded and two outs. Liberio sets and fires. Fouled off, 0-1. Can't let these miscues pile up for the Fly Boys. That happened early in the season. That's why it took the Fly Boys. They lost their first three ball games. Had five errors in that second game of the season against Kingsport. A 3-1 loss. No errors so far tonight, but just some miscues, some weird hops, and able to end some innings. 0-2, breaking ball, misses for a ball, 1-1. Again, fingertips away, Oliverte drops the strike. Allows a single, then a walk. Allows Peterson to come in, then that missed ball at the foot of Dub Gleed. That would have also ended the inning as he would have had a chance to attack third base. It's the 1-1. That one misses low, 2-1. So now Liberia looking to avoid walking in the first run of the game. Perry stands at third base. Peterson at second. Allen over at first. After two hits and a walk of this inning. Inning should be over. Here's a 2-1 to Hunter. Now misses low, and now Hunter a ball away from a bases loaded walk. That'll give the Axemen their first lead of the ballgame. After being literally a strike away from getting out of the inning, the Fly Boys are in danger of giving up their first run here in the top of the fourth. Gotta hope you can get out of this one if you're Jack Liberio and the Fly Boys. 3-1. Misses high, bases loaded walk, and it's a 1-0 lead. Literally literally inches away were the mound visit from Lala Berte. It's a 1-0 lead for the Axemen. Here, and Mays White steps in. Pair of walks in. Inning should have been over. Now Mays White can do some more damage for the Axemen here. Top of the fourth inning. His first pitch to White for strike 0-1. Drop strikeout by Lala Berte. Then Perry made him pay on the next pitch with a single. Then a walk issued to Peterson. Another single by Allen. Then a walk issued to Hunter. Just like that, it's a 1-0 lead for the Axemen. Frustrating for sure for the Flyboys. The 0-1 fouled off, and once again a strike away from getting out of this inning. Great double play by Brock Daniels, all for naught. It's 0-2 now for Mays White. Bases loaded with two outs still for the Axemen. There's the 0-2 pitch from Liberia to White. That one's fouled off this time. Lala Berte catches that one and ends the inning, but not before the bases loaded walk and the defensive miscues come back to bite the Fly Boys in the behind. They are down 1-0 now. Head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Fly Boys need to get their offense going. Down by a run here on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at ehstn.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test.
Bluefield up 4-0, and I believe Wogel moved his pitch the entire ball game. He has. He's gone 7 innings and has struck out 12. He's not allowed a hit. He's not allowed a walk. Hasn't hit a batter. And no one's reached on an error either for Princeton. So Riley will step in. Looking to get something going for the Fly Boys here. He is 0-1. Tedesco is still in the ball game and now has a 1-0 lead in this one. Especially O'Reilly swung on and missed 0-1. O'Reilly struck out earlier this ball game. Here's the 0-1. That one missing the dirt, 1-1. Scored up 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Fly Boys wearing the special USS Greenville jerseys. Swing and a miss by O'Reilly, 1-2. USS Greenville, named after the town, of course. This is the home of President Andrew Johnson. And Greenville Metal Manufacturing built the submarine components. Petition to get the ship named after the town, and it was successfully hit high into the air. Hangs up in shallow center field and calling everyone off. Finally, the right fielder is Riley, and he makes the grab. So Riley gets out. O'Reilly, there's one away. So pop out by O'Reilly here in the start. The bottom of the fourth as Doug Gleed steps in. Glee today is one for one, had a single back in the second, was able to get to third base, but was stranded there to end the second inning. 1-0 from Tedesco, misses 2-0. Yeah, we'll keep checking on that perfect game for sure for Bluefield and Princeton. That's a big-time deal, especially for Wogelmuth, who has pitched a phenomenal game. Hopefully get some national attention on that one. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball again from Tedesco. He's got that working. It's 2-1. Tedesco is leading up 5 hits, but has struck out 3. And again, hasn't given up any runs. We talk about Danville going up 3-0 on Burlington. That lead has quickly evaporated. It's a 9-3 lead for the Sock Puppets in the top of the fourth. So Sock Puppets have found the bats in that ball game. Here's 2-1. That one finds going to the strike zone 2-2. And that one may have just missed. Maybe in a good frame job by Hunter, but call a strike. Maybe just found the corner. Now 2-2. 2-2 pitch misses high, and now the count runs full to Gleed, and Tedesco in danger of issuing his first walk of the ball game. Nikolakis stands on deck. Here's a double earlier tonight. Here's the payoff pitch from Tedesco. Hit up the middle. It will get down from Peterson. That is a one-out single for Gleed. Back-to-back singles for Dub Gleed. Sixth of the ball game for the Fly Boys, and have a runner on with one out for Maddox Mikolakis. And you got to think, the last time Mikolakis came up, Gleed, I think, thought the ball went foul on a hit down the right field line. Gleed just stopped running, got the third base, and Mikolakis had to slide in the second. So Mikolakis would love to rip one in the outfield and score Gleed and tie this one up. First pitch goes in there for a strike, breaking ball and one. Mikolakis hasn't had many at-bats, but he's batting .333 on the season with two doubles and a run scored this year, .889 on OPS. 0-1, that one's up the middle. Peterson tries to dive, gets by him. Gleed's going around second. Mikolakis is going in second base. Elbows roll all the way to the wall. Gleed's rounding third. Mikolakis is going to stand up at third base. He's going to try to score. No, he's going to come home. The throw home is in time, but Mikolakis goes back to third base. That is an RBI triple for Maddox Mikolakis, and we are tied. Sam Peterson tried for the highlight play again and missed the ball, and the triple by Mikolakis scores. That's his first RBI of the season. We are tied at one run apiece. Peterson tried for the diving catch, couldn't quite get there. And now we have a conversation about Tedesco after the game has been tied just like that. Mikolakis tried to go home, ended up holding back at third base after a great throw from the outfield. But a run does score, and now we're tied at one run apiece. And Will Brown, with one out, has a chance to bring home the lead run here with Mikolakis at third base. So how about that from Max Mikolakis? RBI triple as Peterson just quite couldn't make the fantastic diving catch that time. A run scores. That ball rolls all the way to the wall. Brown steps in 0 for 1 today. First pitch missed outside for a ball 1-0. Just like that, here comes the offense for the Fly Boys as an arm warming up the bullpen. That's the first run Tedesco's allowed this season. Outside 2-0, and he was just about to hit that four-inning mark that he has done in the past two ball games. Not giving up a run. So, again, a miscue by the Axemen allows a run to score. And if Will Brown hits one to the outfield, and you know Mikolakis will come in and score. Will Brown does whip run to the outfield. That's going to get down. Mikolakis will come in to score. RBI single for Will Brown. Fly Boys lead it. So a single, a triple, and a single, and the Fly Boys are now up 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mikolakis scores his second run of the season, gets his first RBI of the year, first triple of the year. And the offense has come to life for the Fly Boys. Miles Smith steps in now with just one out and Will Brown at first base. 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys. Breaking ball misses high for a ball 1-0. Badesco, this is the first two runs he's given up this year. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Tedesco. That one gets in there for a strike on the corner. Smith not quite pleased with that call, but it must have just found the corner 1-1. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming from Tedesco. Checks on 2-1 pitch, pardon me. That one's chopped, goes foul, 2-2. Fly Boys had 9 hits total last night. They have 8 already in this one. And finally able to bring home some runs thanks to the RBI triple by Mikolaikis and the RBI single by Will Brown. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Leave now it's 3-2. No sign for our umpire. I believe scoreboard's incorrect. 2-2. Bounds in the dirt. 3-2 is our count. So we'll see if Tedesco can avoid walking Smith. That would put two runners on with one out for Laliberto as a single today. He stands on deck. Payoff pitch. That one's ripped to the outfield. Brown's rounding second base. He's going to third. He will be in there safely. And that's another hit. 4 straight hits for the Fly Boys in this inning. They have 9 tonight. Another single for Smith. Runners at the corners with just one out for Cameron Laliberte. And that's going to ring out Hunter. He's going to talk to his pitcher, Tedesco. The carousel keeps on moving for the Fly Boys. Anything to the outfield is going to score another run. This is the Fly Boys were able to do last night. They're able to answer. Keep a lead as quickly stretching the bullpen is an Axeman pitcher. Can't quite see him from here. And that's the second mound visit of the inning for the Axeman. The wheel's starting to come off a little bit here, trying to keep him in check, down by just one run. Don't want to make it any worse. Runners at first and third. And one out with Laliberte up. Trying to extend this lead. First pitch hit straight up into the air. Hunter's going to look for it, and it will go off the top of the netting. And now play 0-1. Bluefield going to the top of the eighth for that perfect game up 4-0. And they already have another out. So Bluefield is five outs away from a perfect game against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. So, again, we'll keep on looking at that one up in Bluefield, Virginia. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Tedesco at this one. That one misses high, 1-1. Two-one lead after the RBI triple by Mikolaikis and the RBI single by Will Brown. 1-1. Hit off the end of the bat. We'll get out of play. It's 1-2. Tedesco can get a strikeout here. Takes away the sacrifice for Laliberte, or for the Fly Boys. Takes away for Brock Daniels, who stands on deck. Double play within the inning. 1-2 of one out. Smith at first, Brown at third. Here's the pitch, Laliberte in the dirt. Blocked, now 2-2. I wonder if Smith will try to steal again, has one stolen base tonight. Got stranded at third base in the first inning. Which may try a double steal. Saw that at Johnson City earlier in the year with Will Brown, Shamar Dalton pulling that off. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Laliberte reaches for it, hits it into the dugout off the netting. We remain here at 2-2. And the perfect game has ended for the Bluefield Ridge Runners as Princeton gets a hit David Wiley gets a single, and oh, you hate to see that for sure for Nate Wogelmuth. Had a perfect game going in that one. That one misses high for a ball. So Nate Wogelmuth will finish the game. Gets pulled out with a, going 7 1/3 of an inning. Gives up just one hit and strikes out 12. Fantastic performance from Nate Wogelmuth. Unfortunately, the perfect game broken up. In the top with one out in the top of the eighth. Heck of a performance from Nate Wogelmuth as the count runs full to Cameron Laliberte. And a walk here would load the bases for Brock Daniels. With just one out after the Flyboys scored two runs in this inning. Payoff pitch from Tedesco. Smith's going to take off. That's a ball. Smith's going to go to second. Brown's going to try to go home, and I don't know why Brown tried to go home. Actually, they call it a strikeout, Laliberte. Pardon me, so strike him out, throw him out. So it was called a strike. I did not see any indication from the umpire, and then try to double steal, so strike him out, throw him out into the inning, but not before two runs are scored for the Flyboys as they take a 2-1 lead. We had to top the fifth inning. Flyboys up 2-1 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
2-1 lead now for the Flyboys after an RBI triple by Maddox Mikolaikis, an RBI single by Will Brown. And it's now a 2-1 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. And Jack Liberio still out there pitching for the Flyboys. He has been phenomenal. Other than that last inning where the drop strikeout really should be a scoreless game again. Think about it, but unfortunately the breaks just don't go the way of the Flyboys on the defensive side. That's why it's only a 2-1 lead instead of a 2-0 lead. Strike them out, throw them out, end of the inning. For the Flyboys, as Laliberte strikes out, Will Brown was already heading home and struck out. Or pardon me, was caught stealing. Smile Smith tried to steal second. He did steal second. Nate Anderson steps in. He's 1-for-2 today at a leadoff single and struck out. Hits that one toward left field. High in the air. Going to keep going, going, and making a catch on the runs. O'Reilly. Tough play for O'Reilly there as he had to find that one. Makes the grab, and there's one away here in the top of the fifth inning as Gunnar Goldsmith steps in. A pair of kind of fly out and a ground out. And a great play by Mikolakis. The last inning, we didn't see a strike three called by the home plate umpire, but it was called. And so that's why I was wondering if it was just one out, but it was. Strike out, throw him out. It's a good play by the Axemen. Breaking ball. This is high from Liberia, 1-0. There's a Flyboy in the bullpen. Believe that is Carson Jacobs warming up. He's wearing number 32 tonight. It's the 1-0. That one gets off the plate, 2-0. It's all Jacobs and Tucker really stretching out for the most part, and I believe that is Jacobs. Again, he's wearing the 32 tonight with the special USS Greenville jerseys. You still have until the seventh inning to bid on those jerseys, so you can come out to Pioneer Park at the top of the fifth, so not a whole lot of time left. 2-0. Hit by Goldsmith over towards center field. Miles Smith, catch on the run! What a play! Miles Smith on the run! Robs a hit from Gunnar Goldsmith. What a play by Miles Smith. My goodness. Phenomenal run by Smith. Ball was up the end of the bat. Thought Goldsmith was going to get a hit down. He could not. And there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning. There comes Ian Riley. And Riley was hit by a pitch. And Shaw ground to a double play. And you thought, okay, the fly was going to get out of this inning 1-2-3. But no, it was the Axemen are able to get the run scored. Take an early 1-0 lead. Now 2-1. So we've seen some great plays by the center fielders tonight. That one misses high for a ball 1-0. If it wasn't for Peterson missing on a diving catch, probably be just 1-0 for the fly, or tied at 1. Again, a lot of what-ifs in this ballgame. 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch coming from Liberio to Riley with two outs. Liberio fires. Breaking ball. Misses high. 2-1. Liberio gets the call from Liberte. He'll get set. The 2-1 with two outs. Gets ready. A long pause. Sam O'Reilly, and time's going to get called by Ian Riley. Well, Princeton has scored two runs now against Bluefield, so they break up the perfect game and now are back in it, down just 4-2 in the top of the eighth. So the wheels coming off a bit for the Ridge Runners in that one. 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys here. Here's the 2-1 with two outs from Jack Liberio to Ian Riley. Liberio sets fires. Fouls fouled off 2-2. Burlington now up 11-3 on Danville. Danville trying to avoid their fifth straight loss. Bristol now up 6-2 on Pulaski, so they've exploded for some offense. And Elizabethan down 1-0 to Johnson City, now up 6-1. So every single team in the Appy League has scored a run. Took Princeton the longest till the eighth inning. Granted, that game started at 6:30 p.m., but still, they were being no-hit. A perfect game going until the top of the eighth. That one's chopped softly. Going to be a tough play by Daniels. And Daniels tries to throw it behind his back. Goes over his back. And that's going to be an infield single. That ball went toward the dugout. Infield single for Riley. That was a tough play for Daniels. Would have been a phenomenal defensive play. And that's an infield single for Riley with two outs. And, again, just two outs have been the hardest for the Fly Boys to get out of innings. Two-out single. Would have been a fancy behind-the-back throw from Daniels on a soft liner. Actually going to advance the ball as the ball goes out of bounds. So Riley will move to second after the ball goes flying into the dugout and advances on the throw as Corbin Shaw comes up with two outs. And a runner at second base swings and misses at that one, 0-2. Oh, and one, pardon me. Shaw today is 0-2. Ground out to double play his last time up. Daniels will go back to second. Liberio will actually fire toward home. Swing and a miss. And now a chance for Flyboys to get out of the inning unscathed. Despite, again, defensive miscues again. Have allowed the Axemen to have a chance here with two outs. It's a tough play again by Daniels, pardon me, but Riley's able to get the second base because of it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Coming from Liberio after he checks on runner at second. Time's going to call by Shaw. This might be the last we see of Liberio. We'd go five innings to get out of this one. Be in line for the win. Score holds. He's got up five hits. Walk two. Struck out four and has hit one. Looking for strikeout number five here. The 0-2. Hit off the end of the bat and will go foul. And if that one was about 10, 15 feet to the left, would have been fair and would have brought home another run for the Axemen to tie it up. 0-2 count from Liberio to Shaw. Two outs as Riley stands at second base. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jack Liberio Jr. comes up clutch. Gets out of the inning unscathed. So a two out single for the Axemen. And they can't score, however, as the Flyboys hold on to a 2-1 lead at the bottom of the fifth. And the Flyboys extend their lead here. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Closes the book on Brady Tedesco as he goes four innings, gives up nine hits, two runs, and strikes out three. Just had that one bad inning, the fourth inning, and that's when the Flyboys lead it 2-1. Flyboys look to extend the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. And fans, just want to let you know for sure that when the Flyboys are at home, as they are tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m., come by and get yourself a nice cold Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or your local East Tennessee retailer today. So, new pitcher for the Axemen is number 16. And then finally, it's Truesley. Walker Truesley out of ETSU, the Powell, Tennessee native, just down the road outside of Knoxville. Thanks for that. Really, it was really good Tiger teams. As Truesley comes in, down 2-1. First pitch to Daniels, misses for a ball, 1-0. Truesley 2-0 at 3.86 ERA, has a pair of saves on the year. 21 innings pitched, giving up 24 hits, 12 runs, as that one swung on and missed by Daniels, 1-1. Nine of those earned has hit five batters, walked six, and struck out 16. That's Truesley. We'll get set here to 1-1. That one's fouled off on the line down the third baseline. It's now 1-2. Truesley made an appearance against Greenville back on June 23rd. Went 3 1/3 of an inning, gave six hits, four runs. One of those was earned and struck out one batter in that ball game. All the way back about a month ago, that was that 17-14 wild ball game between the two squads. 1-2 is fouled off. Daniel stays alive. Got the save back on July 1st against Johnson City. We went three innings. They had just one hit. Hit a batter, walked two, and struck out one. But his all he gave up. Last two, now one's chopped softly over towards second base. Picked up off the hop. No, that's an error. Not allow Daniels to reach. That was a tough play by Allen. That should be an error to allow Daniels to reach E4. That was going to be bang-bang for sure, but I think that's right to rule that an error on Kingsport. And that allows Daniels to reach as Ian Doherty steps in. After reaching on the error, does Brock Daniels. Daniels leads it off for the error. First one was ruled as an error. Have to see how that's ruled in the life stats. Scoreboard and the life stats are off a little bit. That one's high, 2-0. That was going to be a tough play for sure, but Allen could have grab that one. That's bang, bang. That should be ruled an error, and it is ruled an error. Yeah, it is. So that's an error on allows Downs to reach. That one misses low. And now 3-0 on Dari. So Drewsley already in a jam after the error. And then the draw a walk, 3-0. That's a four-pitch walk issue to Daugherty. So an error by Allen, then a walk by Truesley, and all of a sudden there's two runners on with nobody out for David Bishop. Bishop will step in here. Bishop 0 for 2 tonight, looking for his first hit since the 3rd of July. Missed a couple of games. Now back with the team. But went 0-for in those last few games he did play. Runs at first and second. Nobody out for Bishop. Truesley fires. That one's outside. That's the fifth straight ball from by Truesley. And now it's going to bring out Hunter to talk. Bishop has not drawn a walk since June 28th. So anytime he has reached has been a hit. Or has been a hit by pitch or an error. Has not reached via a walk as Bishop in almost a month. As Bishop gets set. Burlington up 11-3 on Danville now in the bottom fifth. Bristol up just 6-4 now. Velasquez scored a pair of runs bottom of the fourth. Elizabethton up 6-1, top of the sixth. Flyboys up 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second, and nobody out. It's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. One, two with nobody out to Bishop. Bishop trying to get on base. First time today and possibly drive in some runs. Bishop going to call time and reset here. Runners at first and second after an error and a walk. This inning, here's the 1-2 pitch. And off the end of the bat, and will sneak out of the stadium toward the concourse, and the fan just missed the catch. Went over his head, you gotta grab that one. It's now 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Coming from Bishop. That one's out the end, that will go foul as well. I'll play. The 1-2. It's fired off the end of the bat, and Bishop stays alive again. Fouled off three straight pitches. Bishop can hit one up the middle. Here's a chance to bring home Daniels at second. Maybe Daugherty over at first. He does have one home run of the season, so Drewsley can't miss here. Allen misses low, now 2-2. Bishop tries to reach first time tonight, first time since July 3rd. 2-2 pitch coming from Trusley. That one's high, and now 3-2. Trusley in danger, issuing his second straight walk and allowing the third runner of the inning to reach. It's a payoff pitch coming from Trusley to Bishop. Hit up the middle, gets down. That's a hit for Bishop. Rounding third is Daniels. He's going to try to come home. The throw is well offline. They threw it to third and Riley. That's an RBI single, 10th hit of the day for the Flyboys. First hit for Bishop since July 3rd. He comes in clutch with an RBI single for the Flyboys. Riley threw that one to third. I don't know what he thought Daniels was doing. He just threw it to third. Daniels just walked in the home plate. And now it's a 3-1 lead for the Flyboys. 10 hits today, and Jack O'Reilly steps in with still nobody out. Looking to extend this lead for sure, possibly put it out of reach. Well, this is outside, and Trustley 1-0. So Flyboys offense has woken up here for sure. Now at 3-1, the bottom of the fifth inning, after an error allowed Daniels to reach, a walk out Daugherty, and then an RBI single from David Bishop. 3-1 lead for the Flyboys. The 1-0, this is high, 2-0. Trustley has had been great in his last few outings, but so far today has not been able to get anything right so far. It's 2-0. That one's chopped and goes foul. 2-1. If that one would have reached the outfield, would have probably brought home Daugherty. Bishop gets his first hit since July 3rd. Daniels gets his first hit since July 4th. Or probably since July 4th for Bishop, July 3rd for Daniels. So, some streaks have been snapped. Three-one lead for Flyboys. That was out the end of the bat, high into the air. Daugherty's going to think about tagging up. Riley makes the catch. That was too shallow. And finally, the first out of the inning here. Doug Gleed steps in. Gleed has a pair of singles today. And a run scored. Scored the first run of the ball game off the RBI triple by Mikolajkis back in the third inning as Mikolajkis stands on deck. Halfway to a cycle. Trustley will get set and fires. Gleed, first pitch swinging high up in the air. Probably going to be an infield fly. It is. Infield fly roll. Shaw makes the catch. And just like that, there's two away. So, gets a pair of pop-ups as Trustley, trying to keep it just to one run giving up this inning. As Maddox Mikolajkis today has a double and an RBI triple and a run scored. He's 2-for-2 with a run. And RBI has been phenomenal today. Looking to bring home another run. Possibly two. Mikolajkis steps in. First pitch misses high for a ball, 1-0. Mikolajkis from Wayzata, Minnesota, committed to the University of Arizona. He'll be heading to be teammates with Cameron Laliberte this fall. It's a 1-0 to Mikolajkis. Hit up in the bat. It's going to slowly roll through. White gets the stop. Rounding third is Daugherty. It's booted by the third baseman. So a hit scores a run. The single by Mikolajkis brings home another run as that error by the third baseman. Goldsmith boots it off his glove. And just like that, it's a 4-1 lead for the Flyboys. Now the wheel's coming off for the Axemen. So the hit for Mikolajkis, the error by Goldsmith, allows Daugherty to come in and score. Runners at first and second with two outs. To Will Brown. Brown at the end of the bat, going to float in the air. Shaw's going to chase it down and won't find it. Down for a foul ball. Mikolajkis is a home run short of the cycle. After that single, brings home a run in the there's a chance here now of Mikolajkis. Out of that 3-for-3 with a double, a triple, and a single. Yes. Done phenomenal today. The Wayzata, Minnesota product. It's the 0-1 to Brown with two outs. 4-1 lead now for the Flyboys. Misses 1-1. Last night was 5 unanswered runs that gave the Flyboys the win. This tonight it's been 4 unanswered runs. There's the 1-1 pitch from Trustley. That one's missed for a ball, 2-1. They're not going to rule an error on Goldsmith on that play. So So just an RBI single for Mikolajkis. And it was a close play by Goldsmith, granted. So don't give him the error there. 2-1. That one's chopped over to Goldsmith. Stays fair. Fires at the first base. And that is safe as Brown coming home to score. Didn't notice it. Now the ball gets away. Bounce with the backstop. Going to be a tough play at the plate. And out. So a run's going to score off an RBI single by Will Brown. Then the throw to home plate was an error. That allowed another run to score. And then gets out at first. Is the runner behind him. So regardless, though, it's a 5-1 lead for the Fly Boys as we'll settle all this out. But three runs scored in the inning for the Fly Boys. They're up 5-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys up 6-1, or 5-1 now, pardon me, on the Kingsport Axemen after scoring five unanswered in this one. So, crazy play at the end after Will Brown singles the score Bishop. Mikolajkis tried to score, but the ball bounced off the backstop and Henry Hunter grabbed the ball and tagged him out, trying to score. But regardless, before all of that, it's a 5-1 lead for the Fly Boys as Jack Liberio out there for another inning of work. And Jake Pierre will lead off, and now a four-run cushion for Liberio. There, a strikeout and a single tonight. Is that one missed for a ball, 1-0. So Greenville has scored five unanswered after allowing a run, just like last night. They scored five unanswered last night, a 5-2 victory. So trying to do what they did again, come from behind and knock off Kingsport, the 1-0. That one gets through the wickets of La Liberté, 2-0. Very 1-for-2 of a run scored. Back in the fourth inning on what was a drop strike by La Liberté, and then Perry Manapeo with a single, 2-0. Finds the corner, 2-1. He has a six-game hit streak going as Liberio stands out there. He has been calm, cool, and collected tonight, 2-1. That one's ripped toward right field. He'll get down, and Perry will have a leadoff single to start the sixth inning. That's the second straight single. That's the sixth hit of the ball game for the Axemen here. And that's probably going to do it for Liberio, as Coach Jermaine Curtis out to talk to him. It's probably going to be it for Liberio. If it is, he goes five innings, gives up six hits, one run. Walks two, strikes out five, and hits a batter. And that is looking like that's it for Jack Liberio for RCSJ Cumberland product. And he is done for the day. So we'll talk about the new pitcher for the Fly Boys. So we get set here. Fly Boys holding on to a 5-1 lead. in this one, and it will be Nate Kaiser coming in for the Flyboys. Say more about him when we return. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So Nate Kaiser now in the pitch from USC Sockahatchie. And we saw him back on July 12th. That was the first time we had seen him in over a month. Against Elizabethan, he went one inning and didn't give up a hit or a run. Didn't strike anybody, didn't walk anybody. And that's all you ask for. Get out of the inning unscathed. Has one save this season back against Elizabethan on June 8th. We went 2 2/3 of an inning, gave up no runs, no hits. Hit a batter and struck out two this season. Kaiser's gone 6 2/3 of an inning, hitting one batter and striking out five. He's not allowed a single hit. This is the longest outing, though, and the toughest spot probably to come into. It's the best team he's probably faced this season. We saw Mike on July 14th as well, actually, against Johnson City. He went one inning, struck out one. So Kaiser looking to go two innings for just the third time this year. So he has been phenomenal out of the bullpen for the Flyboys. Five-1 lead for Greenville. Looking around the rest of the Ivy League, Bluefield up 4-2 in the top of the ninth on Princeton. Looking to close that one out. Burlington up 13-3 on Danville, top of the sixth. Pulaski now up 7-6 on Bristol in the bottom of the fourth. Elizabethan up 6-1 on Johnson City in the bottom of the sixth. Sam Peterson steps in. Drew a walk his last time up. Perry at first base. And first pitch swinging from Peterson will get down. First hit given up by the year by Peterson. Back-to-back singles for the Axemen. And the Axemen are trying to find their offense here. So they get a hit toward left field. And that's seven hits for the Axemen here. And nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Peyton Allen. Allen has a single today. He's 2 for 2. Can't miss with him and Kaiser. That one's fouled off the end of the bat toward the concourse and gets out of play 0-1. Oh, one, nobody out. As Kaiser sets in. Oh, one coming from Kaiser to Allen. Breaking ball finds the bottom corner of the strike zone, 0-2. Kaiser, of course, from Spartanburg, South Carolina, from USC Sockahatchie Junior College out in Allendale, South Carolina. If you're wondering where that is, it's about the middle of nowhere. For sure, the 0-2. Breaking ball, Allen has to reach for it. Sky high, fouled off. Off top of the awning. So Allen trying to get on and get the bases loaded or possibly bring home a run for the Axemen. Down 5-1 after they've given up five unanswered. Again, can't miss with this Kingsport squad. They're the top scoring team in the Appy League for a reason. 296 runs, the 0-2. Allen misses low for a ball, 1-2. The Axemen can score four more runs. They will have scored 300 runs this season. 297. So they have 298, I believe. fouled off. You know, we have technology. You can look this up for sure. Just trying to do the quick math. They had 295 entering last night. So assuming, because they scored two last night and they scored one tonight, they have 298. And, nope, they only have 295. I apologize. They had 293 last night. That's right. 295 entering tonight. So 296 on the year. 1-2. That one misses low, 2-2. So they have to score five runs, which would give the Axemen the lead at the time. Outscored their opponents 295 to now 195 this season. The 2-2. Fouled off. Allen stays alive. Allen doing a good job of staying alive along that bat for Kaiser. Again, hasn't gone longer than 2 2/3 of an inning this season. That was all the way back in June. So, got it was sent down to the developmental squad over in Johnson City. 2-2, nobody out for Kaiser. Allen steps in. 2-2 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for Bishop. Got plenty of room. Going to keep going, and he'll get out of play. It's five foul balls for Allen. This at bat. Sun starting to set. Some clouds moving in as it's 9:02 p.m. here. Pioneer Park. Going to be actually a pretty good night. Good crowd here on a Saturday night. Of course, glad you could join us here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. We'll be back here tomorrow, 5:30 first pitch, 7 innings Sunday between the Axemen and the Fly Boys tomorrow, 5:15 pregame show. 2-2 pitch from Kaiser. Swing and a strike three! Gets Kaiser swinging. That's the first out of the inning. Big time out by Kaiser. Now here comes Henry Hunter. He's up for one at a walk with the bases loaded. That scored a run back at the fourth. Struck out his first time off. So Hunter looking to get something going here for the Axemen. Down by four runs after giving up three runs in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch is a ball, 1-0. Mays White on deck. Pardon me. That's a different play on deck. There'll be a pinch hitter for Mays White if. And he doesn't end with a double play. That one gets in the first strike, 1-1. Looks like on deck is actually number 6, Kendall Diggs. Kendall Diggs, we'll see where Diggs goes in the play as he's on deck for where White should be. 1-1. Swung on and missed. Now 1-2. Big swing and a miss by Henry Hunter. Kaiser, after giving up, after the single given up by Liberio and a single given up by Kaiser, gets a strikeout. Looking for strikeout number 2, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Nate Kaiser. It's 2 outs. Kendall Diggs comes in. Pinch hitter. It's Kendall Diggs coming in. On deck is Nate Anderson, so we'll see where Diggs goes defensively. But there's two outs for Kendall Diggs. Kendall Diggs will step in. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Oliberte, and it's 1-0, and that's a good thing it was blocked. Diggs in, pinch hitting. So White win the day 0 for 2, a fly out and a strikeout. So we'll see where Diggs goes defensively. Here's the 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. One-one pitch to Diggs with two outs. Throws at first and second. Kaiser looking for his third straight strikeout to get out of this inning. Still only on the 5-1 lead. Here's That one shot shortly to Daniels. Daniels picks it up, fires the first, bang, bang, play, in time! What a play by Brock Daniels! Great play that gets out of the inning unscathed. So Nate Kaiser comes in, is locked down for the Flyboys, and the Axemen can't score yet at the bottom of the sixth. Can the Flyboys extend their lead again? We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Miles Smith will step in. The lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. Smith two for three, a pair of singles. As Trustley first pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Two singles today for Miles Smith. That one's outside, 1-1. Smith hitting .500 in the series so far, and still a couple of innings left. And, of course, the meeting tomorrow, big swing and a miss on that pitch in the dirt, breaking ball by Trustley. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Hits softly towards second. Picked up, fires toward first, and gets the out. And that's out number one for La Liberté. So Nate Kaiser came in after giving up a single, did his job, and got Alberto up with one out. Nobody on. He is 1-for-3 today. This is high for a ball, 1-0. This is a 1-0 pitch. That one's going to plunk La Liberté, and La Liberté is going to walk on over the first base. So La Liberté gets plunked right in his side. And it'll take a quick jog to first base. 90 feet looks to be okay, and he's staying at first base. And Brock Daniels up. Daniels reached on an error and then came around to score back in the fifth inning. Or that three-run fifth inning. And the Flyboys have scored five unanswered for the second straight night. Daniels will step in, face Trustley. Hits that one, goes over the head of the shortstop. Goldsmith, while Liberté is going to try for three, and thinks better of it after that good throw by Anderson. But advances 90 feet up, a single for Daniels. 13th hit of the night for the Flyboys. Every single Flyboy has a hit except for Ian Daugherty and Jack O'Reilly. As Daugherty steps up, he has drawn a walk and has scored a run. Did so in the fifth inning, but has not recorded a hit of his own yet. Staudy steps in. Here's the with runners at first and second, and just one out. As Trustley gets set, a fire. That one's chopped. Weston, oh, cannot make the play. And his dugout yelling at him. Weston made a play earlier in the ball game and the dugout, and this time doesn't make the play out in the field. Getting boos rained down from his own dugout on that one. Listen, sometimes it's a business decision for sure. It's still a long season to go, 0-1. Well, outside, trust me, just misfired on that one, 1-1. Bishop sits on deck. He has an RBI single to this correct day. Daugherty hits that one sky high in the air. It's going to hang all the way up. Anderson will make the catch. Well, the Berte is going to tag. Oh, that's a good throw from Anderson, but both runners are able to tag. And with two outs, there are runners at second and third for David Bishop. Already productive, moves the runners over, and Bishop looking for another RBI single tonight. His first hit since July 4th when he got three against Johnson City, and now looks for another one here. Had an RBI against Bluefield, a sack fly. Can't do that here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. I was up 5-1. I'd love to extend that lead here. Two outs for Bishop. Here's the pitch from Trustley. Breaking ball almost clips Bishop on the knees, misses 1-0. There's that base open, and Jack O'Reilly on deck, who hasn't had a hit today, hasn't reached base today. He's the only batter not to reach base for the Flyboys. Daugherty doesn't have a hit, but he drew a walk, so. Everybody's reached base for the Flyboys today except for O'Reilly on deck, so wouldn't be a bad decision, you think, to walk Bishop here, granted. Well, he's got that power, and they can break out. That one's hit toward the middle. Going to keep hanging up, but will hang up just a little too long, and Peterson makes the catch. So the Flyboys get runners to second and third, but are unable to score. Head to the seventh inning. Flyboys are up 5-1, looking to hold on here and earn their second straight victory over the Axemen. We return. We'll find out what the defense can do here. We'll come back on the Flyboys Broadcast Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28.
Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 5-1 right now on the Kingsport Axemen, top of the seventh fans. Buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail. No need to stress. Why'd you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866. Or visit them online at easttennesseehomestores.com. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. That's the McCray Real Estate Group. Nate Kaiser, after giving him a single, got a pair of strikeouts and then got a ground ball to end the inning. Back in the sixth as the Flyboys hung on to a 5-1 lead, and Nate Anderson steps in. Fourth time today, Anderson. 1-for-3 with a strikeout today. A single to start the ball game. Bill Strand on second base. And since then, has failed to reach. That one's chopped, and that one's caught in the dugout. And caught, I think, by Diaz and Wall, and they're both not going to let it go. And eventually, it looks like Wall earns the win there. So that's the second time Finn Wall's caught one in the dugout. That's just a funny play right there for sure. This is the 0-1 pitch. That one's high. 1-1, so. A hit has not brought in the run for the Axemen. It was a base-loaded walk that got the run. So it hasn't been by the bats that have scored for the Axemen. A characteristic for this team. That one's in there for a strike. 1-2. I was at 13 hits and scored 5 runs in this ball game. 1-2, that one misses. 2-2, Anderson squat down with it. It's Goldsmith now playing at shortstop. Just sitting on deck as Kendall Diggs is coming to play third. The 2-2 off the end of the bat, and Anderson stays alive. One final score in the Appy League right now. Bluefield knocks off Princeton 4-2. Had a perfect game going into the eighth inning. And Princeton scored a pair of runs, but Bluefield Ridge Runners are able to hold off the Whistle Pigs and get the win. 5-1 our score here. Top to 7. 2-2 from Kaiser. Skips in front of the dirt. Now 3-2. So Kaiser trying to find the lead runner as Carson Jacobs and Shane Tucker are warming up in the bullpen. As I say that, Shane Tucker actually just hops out of the bullpen, so it looks like just Jacobs warming up. I think Tucker's talking to a young fan that's over there, hanging out with him, so we'll see if Tucker warms up soon. That one's hit towards shortstop. Mikolaikis picks it up, fires the first, a little bit wide. Bishop keeps his foot on the bag, he makes the play. What a play by Bishop there to hold on to that one as Bishop just got his toe on the bag and gets the out. Tough throw by Mikolaikis and tough for Anderson as he is out as Gunnar Goldsmith comes in. He's 0-for-3 tonight. As it looks like Carson Jacobs is the player warming up in the bullpen. Him and Shane Tucker swing, and that one is going on and missed off speed pitch. That's a good pitch by Nate Kaiser. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Kaiser ripped over toward Bishop. He doesn't even have to move. Makes the catch on the line out right to him. Hard hit ball, just Bishop was right there, and now there's two away. Ian Riley. Riley was hit by a pitch and singled earlier in the ball game, but was back in the fifth, unable to score. On both those times he's reached. One time he hasn't gotten on base, he flew out to left field. Two outs for Ian Riley. He steps in. Kaiser will get set. Fires. That one almost clips Riley 1-0. Kaiser has allowed that single as retired. 5 straight batters, including a pair of strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Nate Kaiser. This gets off the dirt 2-0. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Flying Boys up by 4 runs, 5-1. Shaw's on deck if Riley can reach. It's 2-0. That one misses for a ball, 3-0. That was outside. Kaiser in danger of issuing his first walk of the ball game. And two outs have been the struggle. A struggle to end innings for the Fly Boys tonight at times, but luckily only giving up one run, 3-0, and therefore a strike 3-1. Tough at times for the Fly Boys to get out of some of these innings. One run that was scored was because of two outs. That one's hit over toward Bishop, tips by him. That's a two-out single for Riley. He'll stand at first base. Once again, tough for the Fly Boys to get out of these innings right now. Kingsport making them work for every single inning. There's been one 1-2-3 inning that came all the way back in the third inning, but other than that, every other inning has seen at least four batters. As Corbin Shaw will step in. Chance to keep the Axemen going. That's their eighth hit of the night, but only one run to show for it. Shaw, though, has been dangerous against the Fly Boys. He is 0-3 tonight, however. Mound misses 1-0. 0-3 of a strikeout is Shaw. Struck out was back in the end of the fifth inning. Fly out and a ground out as well tonight. 1-0. Hit toward center field, right toward Miles Smith. Smith takes two steps forward, makes the grab, inning over. So a two-out single by Riley. Axemen can't do anything with it. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch at Pioneer Park. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys up 5-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. A new pitcher in for the Axemen. I believe that is number 20, Anthony Imhoff. Imhoff. Now, Pima Community College, one of three arms from the community college out in Arizona. Closed the book on Trustley. He goes two innings with four hits with three runs. I believe of those, none of those were earned, unfortunately for him. One walk, so his defense couldn't help him out. In that one, as we'll look now at the new pitcher for the Axemen. Anthony Imhoff, as Imhoff has a 0-1 record, a 6.92 ERA. In 13 innings pitched, got six hits, 11 runs, 10 of those earns. Walked 18, struck out 20, and has hit four batters. Jack O'Reilly steps in. That one missed for a ball, 1-0. Imhoff came in that game against Elizabeth Befton, which the Axemen had a no-hitter going against the River Riders. Back on the 13th, went two innings. Walked three, struck out five. Didn't allow a single hit, but did walk three batters. That one's hit by O'Reilly right to the third baseman. Diggs picked up, scooped by Shaw. Good play by Diggs there to get the first out of the inning. That's a fantastic play by Diggs at third base coming in scoops that one up and stops from going to the outfield, and there's one away for Doug Leed. Leed today a pair of singles. And a run scored. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Two for three. A run scored for Gleed out of UC Irvine. Emhoff fires. Gleed hits that one. That's his third hit of the ball game. Third single of the day for Dub Gleed. He's got three hits. One out single for him. 14th hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys in this one. So they have been able to hit the ball well. As Max Mikolakis comes up, and Mikolakis is a home run short of the cycle. Has a double, a triple, and a single. Mikolakis with a chance here. If he gets a home run to hit for the cycle, will be the second player in the Abbey League to do so. Sam Peterson of Kingsport did earlier this week. And this is for a ball 1-0. Did that in that 17-14 loss to Elizabethan. Would be the first player for the Flyboys since Taylor Aguilar did it last season. 1-0, and Glee goes back to first. Mikolakis with an RBI single, RBI triple, and a double back in the second. So, chance for the Arizona commit to really blow this one open, too. 1-0 misses well outside, 2-0. It's well outside. Not quite Ricky Vaughn-esque, because that was stopped by Henry Hunter. 2-0 to Mikolakis. Gleed at first, one out in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 pitch from Imhoff in there for a strike, 2-1. Flyboys wearing the USS Greenville jerseys, auctioned off here at the ballpark. The USS Greenville on the front benefit the United Way of Greene County here in Tennessee. 2-1, and I check on Gleaves back in time. Top of the eighth, Elizabethan's up 7-1 on Johnson City. Burlington up 13-6 now in Danville, so the Autobots have started to come back on top of the seventh. Pulaski up 11-6 in the top of the sixth inning on Bristol. That was hit fouled off by Mikolakis, 2-2. Home run for Mikolakis gives him the cycle, but right now you really just want to get on base and possibly bring home Dub Gleed. Extend this lead here, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And for the first time today, Mikolakis can't reach. He strikes out. That's the first strikeout of the day by Imhoff. And there's two away for Will Brown. Brown had an RBI single his last time up. And he's 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles. Looking to at least move up Dub Gleed, two outs, so you can't sacrifice here. Pitch gets in there on the corner for a strike, 0-1. Swung on and missed, quickly 0-2. Browns is coming back from injury, has done well at the plate. A double last night, and now it's two singles tonight, including an RBI single. 0-2 pitch in the dirt, and that one stopped by Hunter to prevent Gleed from advancing to second. Gleed took a big lead at first, but decided better against it after the block by Hunter. Ball was landed right in front of him. One, two coming from Imhoff to Brown. Fouled back, and if there wasn't a net, I'd have no head right now because that thing was coming flying back toward this press box. Granted, there's a couple of layers of glass here as well, but don't have that netting there. It's taking out some people with it. 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three on the corner. Good pitch from Imhoff. So a one-out single for Gleed, but back-to-back strikeouts by Imhoff in the inning. Head to the eighth inning. Fly boys holding on to a 5-1 lead. Can they continue to have the great defense they've shown tonight? Bend don't break. We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Fly boys up 5-1 into the top of the eighth inning. Nate Kaiser out for another inning of work. He's been solid. Only allowed two hits and struck out a pair in two innings of relief work. There'll be Jake Perry starting off the inning for the Axemen. He has singled twice tonight and struck out once. Has scored the only run of the ball game as well of that bases loaded walk. So the Axemen, despite the eight hits, do not have a hit for a run tonight. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Six outs remaining for the Axemen. The score, four runs. Grant the Fly Boys get the bat one more time in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0. And for a strike, 1-1. Peterson's on deck. He is on a walk and a single. So it's been Perry, Peterson, and Allen. This middle part of the order, really, they've done well. That one's fouled off, 1-2. Caswell Smith picks up that ball. Caswell Smith made his first appearance in a while last night to close out the ball game at the save. He has one of the most beautiful mustaches I've ever seen in a while. Smith, again, one of the most athletic players on this team. 1-2. Shot foul and just got a piece of it to Perry. A foul off. Smith will go out there and BP and make some of the dumbest, craziest diving catches we'll ever see from a pitcher or from anybody, really. You look at Caswell Smith, looks like a good athlete, tall body. Wouldn't think he'd be have that much athleticism in him as that one plunks Perry. And so leadoff batter reaches here in the top of the eighth inning. So big time for the Axemen to get the lead runner on here in the top of the eighth as Sam Peterson steps up. Has a single and has a walk today. Also has a flyout. Peterson gets set. That one misses high for a ball, 1-0. Believe that is Shane Tucker warming up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Have to tell for sure. Jacobs also in there. Kaiser looking to get out of this one, 1-0. That one's hit down the left field line. It'll get down. Perry's going to round second. Ball's running all the way to the corner. Gets stopped in the corner. Perry's going to round third. That is an RBI double by Sam Peterson and makes it a 5-2 ball game. So can the rally begin for the Axemen here after they get A run there as Peyton Allen steps in. So now 5-2 ball game off the RBI double by Peterson. Peyton Allen will step in now. This is the dangerous part of the lineup for the Axemen. Now just a 3-run game. Same score as last night's contest. Cut the lead down to 3. Have the Axemen. First pitch from Kaiser is a ball, 1-0. Just like that, there's the Kingsport offense. And we expect to see that one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. On deck is Hunter as a pair of strikeouts and, of course, that walk, though the bases led the broad and the only run at the time. Hit softly toward Mikolaikis. Mikolaikis throws the first. Makes the outs. Bishop steps on first. Productive, though, for the Axemen as Allen is able to advance the runner. Now an argument there. It was a bang-bang play. Bishop had to run back and get his foot on first base. And they're going to say yes, that was now. It looks like Bishop got his foot on there just in time. But does move Peterson up 90 feet away. Henry Hunter steps in. One out. 5-2 ball game with Peterson at third base. Anything to the outfield makes it a 2-run game. Kaiser looks to get a strikeout here. First pitch swinging, 0-1. Kingsport trying to crawl back into this one, down as much as 5-1. Now down by 3 runs, 5-2. 0-1, that one's hit toward Daniels. Daniels stops from going to the outfield, but that's going to be an infield single, an RBI single for Hunter. Now 5-3 ball game. Diving stop by Daniels to save any extra bases, but the single scores another run. It's now 5-3. In the top of the eighth. So that's what you got to do. Chip away. Here are the Axemen, and that's going to probably do it for Kaiser as Jermaine Curtis is coming out to talk to his pitcher. And that's it for Kaiser. He did pretty well, went 2 1/3 of an inning, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, struck out 2, and hit a batter. And that's going to do it for Kaiser. We'll tell you about the new pitcher for the Fly Boys, and we return now a 5-3 ball game. Things getting interesting at Pioneer Park here at the top of the eighth inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Looking to get out of a jam here. Last time we saw Tucker was against Elizabethton. Unfortunately for him, had a weird outing. Not good for him at all. Two innings, they got 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 were earned. Walked 3 and struck out 3. First runs he's allowed all season. But so far this season, though, Tucker's still been solid. 1.76 ERA, a 2-0 record, 15 1/3 of an innings pitch. They have 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 was earned. All because came against Elizabethton. Walked 9 and 23 strikeouts. So Kendall Diggs comes up as Axemen have cut this lead down to just 2. It's a 5-3 ball game here in the top of the eighth with one out for Kendall Dix. Diggs grounded out. The second is first time up. Double play within the inning. Keep it a two-run game. First pitch missed for a ball, one and up. Hunter at first base after his RBI single. He has two RBI tonight. Swing and a miss by Diggs. 1-1. Home run by Diggs would tie it. Here's just a tying run, a 5-3 ball game. 1-1 squares to bunt. Tucker's going to pick it up, fire to first. Successful bunt by Diggs. Did not expect Diggs really to be the guy to lay down a bunt there, but successful as it advances Hunter to scoring position with two outs. Diggs a little bit bigger of a body. Wouldn't think he'd be able to lay down that well of a bunt or expecting to lay a bunt down. It must have worked as Nathan Anderson steps in. Fifth time tonight, he's 1-for-4. This evening with a strikeout. Ground out the short his last time up. Tucker in, looking to get out of the jam. Tying runs on bases. That's Nate Anderson, breaking ball from Tucker in that first strike, 0-1. Good curve ball from Tucker there. Goldsmith on deck of Anderson can reach, continue this inning. It's been hard to get out of these innings for the Fly Boys. 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. A lot of two-out hitting for the Axemen tonight. The 0-2 pitch coming from Shane Tucker to Nate Anderson. We're at second base. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off. Anderson stays alive. 0-2. High-scoring games in the Appy League. Combined 8 runs in this one, combined 6 runs in Bluefield-Princeton. And everybody else has a combined double-digit runs, and two teams have double-digit scores. The Appy League, the 0-2. That one flies the corner called. Strike 3 on Anderson. He doesn't like the call, but it just snuck in there as Tucker gets out of the inning. So Tucker comes in and keeps it a two-run ball game. Fly Boys look to extend their lead up 5-3. When we return, this is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Fly Boys up 5-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning after the Axemen scored two runs on top of the eighth frame. Fly Boys hoping to keep the Axemen off, hopefully extend their lead here and then keep the Axemen off the board in the ninth and their second straight win would earn the series win. It'll also be the fourth straight win over Kingsport, which is very surprising as Kingsport has only lost 11 games all season, and three of those have been to the Fly Boys. So Greenville has had their number as of right now. So interesting to see how this continues to go. As looking at the Appy League, Burlington up 13-6 on Danville in the bottom of the eighth. Pulaski up 12-6 on Bristol, top of the seventh. And Elizabethan up 7-3 on Johnson City, top of the eighth. So some high-scoring games in the Appy League. This one relatively low, 5-3, but again, plenty of time for these teams to wake up the bats late. So it's late night here at Pioneer Park, getting close to 10 o'clock p.m. Miles Smith leads off the inning. He has a pair of singles today and 2-for-4. Bang average back up to 300 for Smith. 878 on OPS. UC Irvine Anteater, that pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-0. From Imhoff. Anthony Imhoff got a pair of strikeouts to end the seventh inning. That one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. Good crowd here for the Jersey auction night. You know, Saturday, 1-1. That one misses 2-1. Of course, tomorrow's 7-inning Sunday fun day. Kids Club members can run the bases after the ball game. Tomorrow, 2-1. Finds corner strike zone, 2-2. It just found the corner. Pardon me, Tommy Meyer now pitching. Did not see that at all. No, that is not. That is still Imhoff, number 20. That one misses for a ball, 3-2. Yeah, that is not Meyer. Yeah, that is still Imhoff, number 20. Here's the payoff pitch from Imhoff to Smith. That one's fouled off. Stays alive. So Imhoff going out for another inning of work. Now it's a payoff pitch coming to Miles Smith. He leads off the top of the bottom of the eighth inning, looking to get this fly ball lead back up. It was as large as 5-1, now just 5-3. Payoff pitch. Finds the corner. No, they're going to say that hit Smith. And the catcher, Henry Hunter, is irate. Says that is arguing with the home plate umpire. And now, Mike Witt, the manager for the Kingsport Axemen, is going to go talk to our home plate umpire. He's not happy about that call at all. Arguing to see what the call was here, and they said that hit Miles Smith is our home plate umpire, and just going to shake his head and walk back. Not much of an argument from the manager for the Flyboys, for the Axemen. So Imhoff hits the batter to start off the eighth inning as Cameron Laliberte steps in. Laliberte today, 2-by-pitch the last time he was up, but was stranded at third base in the sixth inning. He is, however, 1-for-3 today with a single. It's reached twice. Smith at first, Laliberte hits that one off the end of the bat, and it will go foul and out of play. Well, that could be huge, the first runner on, especially with the speedy Miles Smith. And Laliberte and Daniels. And Daniels 2-for-4 today, scheduled to come up after Laliberte. So here's the 0-1. Check on Smith. Smith's back in there. Maybe arguing catcher's interference. Maybe. Smith may have been standing in front of Hunter. Not sure what the call Henry Hunter was arguing about was. The 0-1. Good pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. May have just been arguing for a strike, actually. May have been arguing that. No, it didn't hit him. It missed him. It hit him right on the elbow pad. Smith wears when he's batting. Here's the 0-2 pitch, Laliberte. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. So Imhoff comes back, gets the strikeout. There's one away for Brock Daniels here in the bottom of the eighth. Daniels today 2-for-4 with a run scored. Also reached on an error back in the fifth. Came around the score on that one. Smith at first base. Here's the breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Goldsmith, Riley, and Shaw up for the Axemen in the ninth inning. Here's the 0-1. Misses away. It's 1-1 blocked by Hunter. Tomorrow will be the series finale of this three-game set. Seven-inning ball game tomorrow. 1-1. This is outside 2-1. That was a good set. A 2-1 pitch coming from Imhoff with Smith at first base. This is way outside now, 3-1. Imhoff trying to keep it a two-run ball game for the Axemen. They've scored two unanswered to make it a 5-3 game. Scored two in the top of the eighth. 2-1. 3-1, actually, pardon me, fouled off, and now it means a full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Brock Daniels. Off fires. That one's fouled off. Neil stays alive. Daniels looking to bring home Miles Smith. Extend the lead back up for the Fly Boys. Here's the payoff pitch number two. That one runs inside. Will walk Daniels and count was full. Daniels walks, and now the first two are now two batters have reached this inning without scoring a hit for the Fly Boys. Ian Doherty steps in. Doherty has not recorded a hit today. He does have a walk. It's him and O'Reilly have not recorded hits today. Only two batters have not recorded a hit today. First pitch swinging is fouled off into the stands, 0-1. Bishop stands on deck. If Daugherty can reach, the fan makes a nice catch, and it's on the video board. Here's the 0-1. Imhoff will get set with Smith and Daniels on first and second. Big lead from Smith, and that one finds the corner of the strike zone. Now 0-2 to Daugherty. Nice curveball that just found the edge of the strike zone. Freezes Daugherty. Off looking for a strikeout here, second of the inning. 0-2 pitch. Smith's going to take off, and that one's going to get hit foul on the hit and run. Everybody's got to reset. If Daugherty would have swung and missed at that one, then you'll have seen runners at second and third, because by the time Daugherty finished that swing, everybody was going to be safe for the Fly Boys. 0-2 on Daugherty, and Imhoff's going to step off and reset. Here we have one out. Bottom of the eighth, 0-2 pitch. Daugherty skies that one in foul territory. Shaw will look for it, keeps looking, and he can't find it. And Daugherty breathes a sigh of relief. He stays alive. Shaw could not find that one. Catches that one. A chance for Smith to tag up. So, again, maybe another blessing in disguise for the Axemen. That one. 0-2 to Daugherty with one out. Imhoff fires. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets him that time. There's two away. So Imhoff's been able to answer with strikeouts this inning, as David Bishop will step up with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bishop has an RBI single tonight. That's the only time he has reached tonight, and a run scored. Trying to use some of that power here to extend this Fly Boy lead. 5-3 ball game here in the top bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch, the Bishop from Imhoff gets in there for a strike 0-1. So Imhoff's breaking ball has been working well. Trying to find his rhythm after he's hit a batter, walked a batter. He has struck out two batters this inning. 0-1. This is low, and it's now 1-1. That was a good pitch. Bishop laid off of it. This just low, 1-1. 1-1 pitch to Bishop. That one's high, now 2-1. If Bishop reaches, the base would be loaded for Jack O'Reilly, who has yet to get on base today. He's the only player for the Flyboys that has yet to reach first base. 2-1 to Bishop. Bishop hits that one softly off the edge of the bat. Going to float toward the stands. And gets out of play and deuces wild. For Bishop, Imhoff looking to get out of the inning. Keep it a two-run deficit for the Axemen as they'll head to the top of the ninth inning. Bishop gets set, Imhoff set, 2-2 pitch. Right down the middle, no, it was not, it missed high, my mistake. Thought that one was in there for a strike and the count runs full. Imhoff was walking up the field and I think everybody in the stadium ball was called strike three and was not. Now the count runs full to David Bishop. Can Bishop make Imhoff pay? On the ball, here's the payoff pitch. No doubt about that one. That one's in there for a strike, so it takes a look. Extra pitch. Imhoff gets the first strikeout of the inning and keeps the Flyboys off the board in the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth. Flyboys up by two. They're looking to get the win over the Axemen and take the series here tonight. Should be a fun finish when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up. Two runs. Head to the ninth inning. Looking for their second straight win would be the series win over Kingsport. Give the Axemen that third straight loss. Goldsmith, Riley, and Shaw due up for the Axemen. Exciting ball game here. In Greenville, Tennessee. Been a good one all night long. Gunnar Goldsmith steps in. 0-4 tonight, so looks to break that schneid here. Needing to get something going for the Axemen, who are down two runs here in the ninth inning. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Shane Tucker's gone two-thirds of an inning. One strikeout. Axemen offense woke up late in the eighth, and they can still do that here. 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. This is a good offensive team, top offense in the Appy League. 298 runs scored. They score two to tie it. That's 300 runs. They've given up now 200 runs, however. I'll see 300 runs, pardon me. That one's hit to no man's land. We'll get down for a Smith, and the tying run will now come to the plate with nobody out. Leadoff single for Goldsmith. Just reaches out and pokes it to the outfield. Just like that, Ian Riley comes up. And he is 2-for-3 tonight. Also was hit by a pitch. It was Riley. In this one, Gunnar Goldsmith over at first base. Nobody out. Corbin Shaw is on deck. X-Men trying to come back. They're down 5-1 This one, first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Carson Jacobs in the bullpen if Tucker can't get out of this one. Tucker gets set. Here's the 0-1 from Tucker. Hit by Riley over the head of Daniels, back-to-back singles, and now the lead run steps up. Runners at first and second with nobody out. So things getting interesting as this Axeman offense starting to wake up here. Back-to-back singles with Corbin Shaw coming up to the dish. And Shaw, who tonight is 0-for-4 of a strikeout, however, has been the guy to make the Flyboys pay this season. Looking for something to score two runs and tie it up, or possibly something better to give a lead. That one's blocked, 1-0. Perry on deck. Perry has got the power to blow this one out of the water. Tucker going to talk with his catcher, Lala Berte. Final score from Burlington. The Sock Puppets win 13-8 over Danville. Move to 29-10. So Burlington one win away from 30 wins on the season. Elizabethan up 7-3 in the top of the ninth. Looking to close that one out against Jefferson City. Pulaski up 12-6 in top of the eighth on Bristol. 5-3 here. Runners at first and second, and nobody out for Shaw. They're back-to-back singles by the Axemen, 1-0. Gets by Lala Berte. Pass ball. Both runners are in scoring position. The wheels have come off a bit. Shane Tucker, his last two appearances now have been kind of off for a bit. Now a 2-0 to Shaw. Nobody on. 2-0 pitch. Nobody out. 2-0. Runners at second and third here in the top of the ninth inning. Shaw gets set. Tucker gets set. Fires. That one's high now, 3-0, and now in danger of walking the bases loaded is Shane Tucker. Here's the 3-0 pitch coming from Tucker to Shaw. Tucker fires in there for a strike, 3-1. Big time situation here. Tucker can get a strike out. The sacrifice, maybe a sacrifice with one out, wouldn't hurt you as bad. 3-1. Hit off the end of the bat, and 3-2. Full count now to Corbin Shaw. Nobody out. Tucker steps in. Nobody out. Runs at second and third. Payoff pitch coming from Tucker to Corbin Shaw. He has made the Flyboys pay at times this season. Payoff pitch. Swing of his strike three. Shane Tucker, big time strikeout. There's one away. There you go. There's out number one, but still runners at second and third, and just one out for Jake Perry. And Perry is actually going to get intentionally walked, so Perry's going to walk, and the bases will be loaded as they intentionally walk Jake Perry to get to Sam Peterson. Don't know if I agree with that. Sam Peterson has a walk, a single, and a double today and came around the score. Also has an RBI, so interesting to see what happens here. Bases loaded, one out for Sam Peterson. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. So any base is an out. Now, Grant, last night, Flyboys had a chance to get out of an inning with the bases loaded, but in Canada, they overthrew home plate. So you got to be ready. You're the Flyboy defense, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Tucker working quickly. Now it's 0-2 as Peyton Allen's on deck. Bases loaded for Peterson. One out in the top of the ninth in a 5-3 ball game. And time's going to get called. And now a pinch runner is going to come in, a 0-2 count. Now Kevin Fernandez running at first. And that's kind of breaks up the rhythm of Shane Tucker. That might be the only reason he called a pinch runner there, because Shane Tucker was working quickly there. So Kevin Fernandez running at first base for Perry. See if Fernandez stays at DH position. Bases loaded, one out. 0-2 count to Peterson as Fernandez now running at first. Perry, here's the 0-2 pitch with one out. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another strikeout for Tucker, and the Axemen are down to that final out. Peyton Allen will come out. Run, bases still loaded, two outs. Sacrifice gets you nothing. You got to get a hit here if you're the Axemen. Bases are loaded for Peyton Allen. Has a pair of singles today. First pitch misses for a ball 1-0. Good news is a walk would bring in just one run, but it would be just one. Two singles for Allen tonight. Looking to get a third to possibly break this one open, give the Axemen a lead or tie it up 1-0. Hit off the end of the bat. Hangs in the air. Will Brown going to sail underneath it. Makes the catch. Ball game over. Fly boys win. Bend, don't break. Flyboy defense shows up big again for the second night in a row. And Greenville has won two in a row over the Kingsport Axemen. They take the series from Kingsport. They'll play game three tomorrow against Kingsport at 5:30 p.m. Flyboy's back on track in this one. And they'll go to a seven-inning Sunday tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Kids Club Sunday. Kids on the bases after the ball game. Flyboys hold on and win an exciting one over the Axemen, 5-3. See you back here tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., but for some reason you can't join us, 5:15. We'll have the pregame show and the broadcast. The Flyboys win it tonight, 5-3. Take the series. Now look for the sweep. Sweep Sunday coming up to you tomorrow here in Greenville. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Have a great night, everybody.